Percy Cornmeal, man, that's a good band.
Oh, yeah.
Go check them out today, wherever they're playing. You'll like them. Good band. Really good, really.
I got a friend who likes them. I got a friend who likes them a lot.
Yeah, just check them out if you've never seen them. They're really good. I've seen them like 10 times, probably total.
Thank you. Nashville, Tennessee. Boys, good to be here out in the middle of nowhere, Illinois. How about that? Chicken for dinner.
Oh, yeah.
should be fun. Thank you.
Fuck a photo. I love you. That's so much.
We're keeping this thing going. We're keeping it going to the show. How does that feel, all y'all?
And I gotta turn us on.
Yeah!
So we're gonna get
real fast. Get up, boy!
Electrified.
That's somewhere in goddamn Baylor now.
That's for sure. They're electrified. You better run for the wood.
That means the storm is coming. Hey, Matt, you know, I got a friend just the other day. He got a job down at the watch factory. You know what he does?
What was he doing?
Well, all he does is just stand around and make faces all day.
Daniel Brazier, the mouth of the South.
Number two, mouth.
Yes, sure.
There's money no crap, but we don't drink no less and we don't drink no more. I start drinking every night, but I get up and start again every morning.
Thank you. I want everybody to know that this is only the first way that she said 10 minutes is supposed to be about 50 minutes. It's going to get about 10 minutes. So, be prepared.
Woo! Woo!
So,
should we go get that
first
hour?
This is going to be a fun slide. It's going to be called the Hog Swap slide.
Let's have a slopping good time with the Hog Swap String Band right in the middle of the floor. Kind of half time. That's all right.
All right.
Hey, we appreciate y'all sitting in this
camera. Hey, Matt.
All right.
Yes, sir!
Well, that was electricity.
But you get some acoustic, that's right.
Same thing with all this your electricity, got all this trouble. I got nothing.
Yeah, acoustic, I
don't. In the little garden.
Oh,
Thank y'all for sticking around in the rain with the Hawks up 3 men from Nashville, Tennessee.
You guys are good.
I'm going to tell y'all a story. There once was these three little moles, these family of moles, and they were living right outside the kitchen window. And the mama mole, and there was a daddy mole, and then there was a baby mole. And they were right outside the kitchen window, and they were right up in the morning and smelling something good. Now, papa mole, he sniffs his head right out of the little hole. He goes, "Ooh, I smell some good eggs are cooking. Some fresh eggs cooking up on the skillet." Mama mole, she gets her head right on the hole. She smells, "Ooh, papa, I smell some good country ham cooking on that skillet right after the eggs. Ooh, that's good." And the little baby mole, well, he was a small little mole. He couldn't get his head out, and he says, "Mama, papa, all I smell is just molasses." Thank you so much. Hey, now, it's all right. Anyway, boy, what about this storm out there? I'll tell you, it's something else. I remember we were all stuck in this one little truck. We were in the middle of this storm, and it was raging out there. And Matt, he goes, "All right, fellas, let's just go. Let's just keep going through the storm."
I don't know where I'm going with this, so just stop me whenever you want. All right,
let's just
go.
He just goes, "Let's go."
All right. Okay, man. I don't know where I'm going with that. I don't know.
That's why he doesn't have a microphone.
He plays.
Oh, Boy, what a storm. This is great. We're all in here enjoying a good time together, playing some good old music for you here. What a treat. We're enjoying it. We are
working hard.
Okay, yeah, I'll tell you.
I've been informed that if you wish to take a couple of these things home with you, take our music home with you, just come speak to us. We got some treats for you. You like little ear sonic treats. You put them in your
cut off. Pack.
All right. Seriously though, we do have some things. Yes.
Come on now,
give me a little bit.
Come on now.
Today.
Here we go. Yeah,
the mud is a little. Here it is.
Hold on, Matt's got it. We lost it. Yeah, out here in this weather, it really does a number of these instruments.
He's trying to say Avengers ever in tune.
How old is that banjo, man?
1905.
Ah, that's an old banjo. 1905.
That's about 2 years before you were born.
I live the 10 years younger, newer.
There we go. Train board.
Good
thank you.
Well, at this point of the hour, what we're going to do here is we're going to tell y'all who we are. Over there on the guitar there, playing with the big old bushy beard, he's walking around behind me. That is, hails from Athens, Georgia, Gabe Kelly, Gabriel Kelly, everybody. Boy, son of Zeus, that's it. There he is. Back there thumping on the washtub bass, you know him. We all know he's crazy. It's Casey McBride from Atlanta, Georgia, everybody. Over on the right fiddle, back here, rising up his bow. He hails from the golden shores of California, but he can play a mean fiddle. That's right, it's Casey McBride, everybody. Casey McBride. And here we are with the mustache that I give Burt Reynolds a run for his money. That's right. We all know him and love him. The best fiddler from Atlanta, Georgia, now living. That's Kevin Martin. And the little hobo all the way from the mountains. We all know him.
From planet Earth, Matt Kimmon.
Matt Kimmon, everybody.
Thank you. And
I dabble in a lot of it as well. I'm not even close. I play a little banjo, a little guitar.
Banjo's
top. Yeah.
We're about to get as greasy as Mama's skillet. That's right.
Here we go.
Keep it good, greasy. All the time.
You're always greasy when you grease your hair with possum fat.
You know it. Hey,
everybody else, fire in the hole, set this one off. One, two, three, fire in the hole!
coming out, summer camp 2011. Out here learning, sticking it out. Y'all are real campers out here. Real campers.
Come on now. Woo-hoo-hoo. Abigail
Washburn.
Yeah.
It was split the heads of numerous slaveholders with machetes. And John Brown.
Hey, anybody know what the difference is between an onion and a banjo? Nobody cries when you cut up a banjo.
Actually, it's the worst story. We were leaving Nashville and I had a banjo in my car and I left the window down overnight and I came back the next morning and there were two banjos in there.
John Brian Street.
Oh, yeah.
We really wish we didn't have to retune all these instruments, but we didn't make any progress.
Hey, Jeff,
you're
gonna be
in
town
with a hog slop string band from Nashville, Tennessee.
Hold hands in a big circle.
Nashville, Tennessee.
Let's have a hand for our wonderful sound guys, Ryan and God. Thanks y'all for coming out, taking out the rain. Talk to Daniel if you want anything about it.